Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. So as promised last week, we have switched offices. Means probably nothing. although I did lie, we were supposed to have a special fancy podcast room in our new office.
Technically our producer lied.
And that room is not ready, or is a total fiction. We're not sure. So we're actually in like a much smaller room than we've ever done. Like also without windows or ventilation. So
yeah, it's very real right now.
Yeah, we might collapse from lack of air at some point. Okay, so yeah, let's get started. So we've got a couple songs, you know, that's what we do every week. We have songs, and then
the room's getting to you already.
This move, I know, I can't. The lights are really weird in here. Anyways,
I didn't even realize, but yeah, they got some weird fluorescentness going.
Yeah, some very weird. And then there's like a really bright orange red wall that's just like, I don't know who designed this.
Yeah,
but
it's like a Wes Anderson room.
It really is, and I'm not digging it. All right. Erica, let's start with yours. So we've got Disclosure featuring Quabs.
I really like this song.
Willing and Able is the song.
Yes. So I wasn't that excited with the Disclosure / Sam Smith song. No. Did you? I'm the only one that doesn't.
I did like it.
I mean, I compared it to their first collaboration and Latch, and I'm still obsessed with that song. So like, But I really like this song. It's not a whole different type of sound, but it's definitely different than like Latch and the last collaboration with Sam Smith. And it's just really fun. And I love Quabs. I may be pronouncing it wrong. I hope I'm not. I love his voice like on this song. It's very like deep. And I mean, Disclosure has a talent of like matching their production with the right artist. And I think this is a great example of that. And it's just like a fun song pretty much. So I don't know exactly if this is like I believe it is a single, like their second single off.
I'm not sure. I think it is.
I feel like it is. I don't know if you know Jason, but I mean, yeah, I just really like how fun it is.
This isn't like a official single, but yeah, they've just kind of been trickling out songs.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much why I chose that. I listen to it every morning before our Monday mornings. We have Monday mornings here. Not Monday mornings, our morning meetings.
Yeah.
Too many M's. And yeah, it's just
you're listening to this song every morning?
Yeah.
Hasn't it only been out like 3 days?
I think it's been out for
those 3 days last for Erica have been magical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought it came out last week.
It came out 3 hours ago.
All right, Joe. This room's also making you a little mean.
Wow.
It's just a very like fun, energetic song, and I really like just the vibe of it. And I mean, they work good together, but that's it, Joe. Gosh. Okay.
I feel like I'm still waiting for Disclosure to reach settle heights on this new album. I like this song. I like it a lot. I like Omen too.
That's the song. I don't like Omen.
I just don't think either one. So we're kind of splitting the difference. You don't like Omen. You really like this one.
So it's Latch from Settle.
Yeah.
And then I ignored the rest of the album. And then
that's great.
Oh,
that's
no, no. The Mary J. Blige song is good.
That's just like a
Dorch
remix
song. Is no, it's not.
Well, they recorded after the album.
Well, yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Listen, when a fire starts to burn is my favorite.
I like
White Noise.
I loved White Noise with Luna George. Yes, that was also really good. Once I listened to Latch, I just ignored everything. Like, so I'm only comparing Latch to Omen and to Willing and Able, and my rankings are Latch, Willing and Able, and Omen.
Wow.
So,
well,
White ranking. Noise, if we want to put it in there, is probably like number three.
Wow.
Anyways, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's something on the level of a Latch, but I haven't heard it yet, and that's okay. I mean, Latch is a tremendous song, and it's hard to reach that. And if Disclosure wants to put out more good music that is not great, then that's okay. It's better than no Disclosure music.
That's such a weird, like, backhanded compliment. Like,
why? It's good music. Like, not all music has to be fantastic and over the moon.
Well,
it's just,
yeah,
like, sometimes a song is just really good and you put it on playlists and it's fun. That's true.
Not every track can be the star.
So you don't like this song. You don't like Willing and Able.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just not, doesn't knock me over.
It's,
and I'm
Latch.
Waiting.
So are you predicting Latch sophomore slump for Caracol?
I don't think it's sophomore.
I want to start.
What kind of podcast is this?
I don't know. It's The Room.
I'm not predicting sophomore slump. I'm predicting, like, I was listening to Kacey Musgraves' Pageant Material yesterday, and I really like Pageant Material. And people are like, well, it's not as good as Same Trailer, Different Park. And, like, that's true, but that doesn't make it, like, garbage. Like, it's a really good album. And I feel like the Disclosure album is going to be along the same lines, which is an artist I really like and care about, but with an album that's slightly less than the first one. So that's okay.
Yeah. I'm going to split the difference between you two and say,
ooh,
I like the song a lot and I am excited for the album.
Yeah.
And I think this song does make me, like I mentioned when we were talking about the second Sam Smith collaboration, the one from the new album Omen, that I thought it was a grower, not a shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to repeat that. Eric is shaking her head with disgust. And I think this song is kind of similar. Like, it's not, it definitely doesn't have, like, the Latch or White Noise, like, chorus that you're going to be returning to a ton.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, get stuck in your head, but it's, like, it's a really great song.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really well put together. The deep soul voice sounds good. It's got some, like, 90s house elements. Like, they just are really good at doing what they do. And I sympathize with Jason. Like, if the whole album comes out and there is no earworm song, like, yeah, I'll miss that. I'll be slightly disappointed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
But you can't have everything.
No. We want
maybe
everything.
We're just going to have to settle.
Get out of here.
All right,
mic drop. Anyways, all right, well, let's listen to it. So it's Disclosure featuring Quabs. I guess I don't know who that is. Do you know anything about him, Eric?
Quabs listening to this podcast.
I believe he's like a UK artist. Clearly not as known as I would like him to be or as much as you would know.
I did a quick search and I was not getting anything. I mean, obviously, I got
he's
something,
UK artist, clearly stands out because of his voice, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe this can be like a breakthrough for him.
Cool.
We'll see. All right. Willing and Able is the song. Let's listen to it.
Oh, if we're falling in love, we're falling in love. I mean, nothing above. And I won't give you up. Oh, I won't give you up. If we're falling in love.
that was Disclosure and Quabs, Willing and Able. Next up, I want to go to what I anticipate will be an interesting discussion. So this is one of my picks. It's Neo covering the late, great Robin Williams as the genie, doing the song Never Had a Friend from Aladdin. So in case you missed the news, there is a Disney covers album coming out from current popular artists. It's called We Love Disney. Entirely uncreative title. But
current popular artists.
Okay, wow.
Damn.
Actually, no, that is some great shade there.
Go ahead. We'll talk about this. Poor Neo.
Okay, so this is the first track in the album. It's an Aladdin Friend Like Me cover. The album also includes Jesse J, Jesse Ware, all the Jessies are on this record. Gwen Stefani doing the Rainbow Connection, which is exciting. Fall Out Boy doing I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book.
Sounds terrible. And I say that as a Fall Out Boy fan.
Ariana Grande doing Zero to Hero from Hercules.
Oh, all right. I'm okay with that.
I'm legit like very excited for this.
So you're reviewing this album is what you're saying. You're going.
No, I don't
want
to do that at all. So the Neo one came out and I will say, I don't know if this is good, but it's like, it falls into the must hear category because it's so weird. It's like, he's doing like his slick R&B vocals, but the music is like so wacky.
Erica looks like she has a headache and I feel the same way.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine about the Year of the Gentleman and like, we were like, how can he go back to like that? Like how... Where did it go wrong, like, for Neo? And it's just like this.
Well, when it stopped being the Year of the Gentleman, then all hell breaks loose.
I hate both of you.
Just rowdy people out here.
So
with
I
no manners.
So
not
I heard.
Listening to Neo.
I heard this song, and I was just. I mean, the remake or whatever. I like it because it's like it's fun. It's a Disney remake song. Whatever. It's a Aladdin song, but like, first of all, as I joked. Current popular art. I mean, like Neo's very well known, but he's not really out here right now making hits.
You want a Fetty Wap on this song?
Could you imagine if Fetty Disney song with Fetty Wap? That's actually interesting.
You'll be
on
my
the phone
heart
right
from
now.
Tarzan.
Definitely that's the one.
Yeah.
I just. I don't know.
This is just
Fetty Wap be our guest. From Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's very giving.
I mean, take it from here, please. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I'm sad that you made me listen to this, man. And, you know, I love Neo, and I think that this is just a poor pairing. That's all I want to say is that.
See, like, Neo and the Aladdin song are two, like, good. Great things,
right?
Separately,
yeah.
Mashed together,
yeah. You don't want that. And you're totally right. Where it's just like he like listened to the Robin Williams original, and he was like, "All right, I guess I'll just do it exactly how I would do it. Like, not try to like interpret his like comedy or any kind of zaniness at all. I'm just gonna like make it like a Neo jam
about just being a friend, being a friend and
being
slave
a friend
to someone.
what was the one I was excited about on this
was it Fall Out Boy?
No,
the Ariana Grande one.
Ariana Grande doing Zero to Hero. That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm cool. No, I'm cool with that.
It's a bizarre thing.
What is Jesse Ware doing?
Now I have to scroll back down on this Word document.
Sorry, Joe.
What is Jesse Ware doing?
I don't care about anybody else, but just
A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes from Cinderella. That one's not ringing any bells at the moment. I've definitely seen Cinderella a few times.
Hey, we believe you that you've seen Cinderella a few times.
Guys, I've seen Cinderella a lot, okay?
I just don't remember this song.
No, speaking of which, so I was
speaking
talking to, well, just about remembering Disney things. So Natalie wrote this, podcast regular Natalie Weiner, and she hit me up and was like, oh, I didn't know Robin Williams did this in Aladdin. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, are you? To be fair, she is much younger, so like yeah. she probably
she is 14.
She is so. Yeah, a 7-year-old, right. So she probably or doesn't.
Oh, you know what? It's so funny because I was talking to Natalie today, and this is just going to be the Natalie Slander podcast.
Nice.
But
yeah.
She's not 14. Like, we don't all we don't employ underage.
No, it's fine. It's like a
make a
wish thing.
Like,
like yeah. have
oh my god! You just compared her internship to a make a wish.
Well, that's true, though, because she does have about a month to live. So.
No, I kid. But today I was like, we were watching that new Good For You video with the new version with A$AP Rocky. Yeah. And I was like, he kind of looks like Coolio in this. And she's like, yeah, like she didn't really know who Coolio was.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you're 14. And
speaking of which, oh man, this is really on a tangent now, but Coolio Gangster's Paradise, in just a few short weeks, it'll be the 20th anniversary of that song going
Dangerous
number one.
Minds.
I know, it's crazy.
That's such a great movie.
The greatest movie of all.
Great yeah. movie.
Oh, man. They don't make them like that anymore. Yeah. Probably thankfully.
But this is the oldest podcast ever. Like, oh, they didn't know Remember about when, this yeah, from the 90s.
Exactly.
All right, let's move
on. Let's move on. So let's give a listen to this bizarre song. It's Neo, Never Had a Friend, or Friend Like Me. I actually forget what it's called.
It doesn't matter.
We'll
it's Neo.
It.
It's fine.
That was Neo being weird. Next up, let's do Jason's song.
Being weird.
Bringing endorsements. Let's do Waka Flocka Workin'.
Yeah.
First single from Flockavelli 2.
He explains Flockavelli 2. I just have many
the
questions.
The link Jason sent was... a wrong link.
Oh, did I send you guys a wrong link?
You sent a one-minute video of the single.
But there, I listened to the actual song.
I was too lazy. I also,
wow.
I actually,
not do that Google
no, actually,
search.
I wasn't too lazy. I heard you could hear the song in the background, but whatever. You can go ahead and talk about your.
Well, you know what? I just wanted to include this because Flockavelli, the 2010 album from Waka Flocka Flame. Is an incredible rap album. Would you agree? Are you a Flockavelli fan?
I am a Waka fan. I consider him. He's like rap's Care Bear. I don't know if anyone's like. I don't know if you guys have met Waka Flocka, but he's like super, super nice. Like
yeah. He seemed. Yeah, I've heard that.
He's
I've
just.
Never
he's like kind of like a Care Bear. So I'm a fan of Waka. If that means that I'm a fan of Flockavelli, I guess I am.
Who isn't? Yeah. So. He has taken a few wrong turns in his career as of late. I think the low point came with a couple months ago when he put out a song with Good Charlotte for the Pixels soundtrack. And I remember talking to someone who works with Waka Flocka Flame and being like, you know, usually I'm very like not cruel to people that
yeah,
work. Like, but I was like, this is terrible. Like, please, you have to know this is terrible. I say this as a fan of Waka Flocka Flame. Like, I'm so disheartened right now. And this person who worked with Waka Flocka said, don't worry, Flockavelli 2 is coming. And here we have Workin', which sounds exactly like a song on Flockavelli 1.
It sounds like every Waka song.
Yeah, but it's great. Oh, no, because I was not a big Triple F Life fan, his sophomore album.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of that.
He
Trey
didn't.
Song's song. What was the Trey Song single? Yeah, it's fine. We'll never
he
remember.
He just didn't sound comfortable
yeah,
on
it was,
that album.
He was
it just
trying to be a superstar.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, someone, maybe labels or someone was just like, please make this like mainstream.
Yeah. To paraphrase Future, yeah. They tried to make him a pop star and they made a monster.
Okay.
Well, then he had those EDM
to
songs
place.
Too. So it was like
so
kind of he was out in the wilderness.
Let's not even talk about the EDM song. I don't even want to talk about any of that. I don't want to talk about the Pixels song anymore.
Well, listen,
you brought up Pixels.
I did hear that they're skipping the whole EDM album. They're focusing on Flockavelli 2.
Which is great because Flockavelli 2 is exactly what he should be focusing on because Flockavelli 1 is mind blowing and I just want more of this Waka Flocka. Like, if, for people that have been out on Waka Flocka,
yeah.
like, this is a very good start to his, what should have been his second era.
Was No Hands on Flocka Belly, Flocka Belly One?
Yeah, Heart in the Paint, Snakes in the Grass, okay. Oh, Let's Do It. Come on, it's a classic. Yeah.
It was, it had some, I'm excited. You got me excited.
See?
And so this song specifically, so I like it, but I think Erica's right. It does sound like stuff we've heard before.
Yeah.
Who cares? I don't care. I want him to be.
Listen, Jason right now is strictly. Jason's not a critic at the moment. He is a fan, and that's what we're hearing.
I'm part of Brick Squad right now.
Everyone's part of Brick Squad. Yeah, I mean, it's not a No Hands. It's not like a, oh, Let's Do It. Like, it's not, it was, it's not so... as strong as those songs, but it's like a good indication that Waka's back to being that Waka that can make those songs. So I guess that's why I'm all for this single, but yeah.
All right, well, let's give it a listen. So it's Waka Flocka working from Flockavelli 2.
I've been working, nigga.
You know.
Cocaina, see me plugging, nigga. Back my Rari out the driveway. 500 pounds, 200 squids. Sean got it. I've been working, nigga. Cocaina, see me plugging, nigga.
All right, that's the new Waka Flocka. Gonna do a little mustier throwback track. Mustier throwback track of the week is Jennifer Lopez, Let's Get Loud, from her incredible debut on The Six. It's my choice because for some reason it just popped into my head an hour ago.
Of course it did.
And I was listening to it and I was like, God, this is just so fun. It's like got a great Latin flavor. Like, she sounds like she's having fun on it, which, and I actually still liked stuff off of her last album, which did not do well at all, but like, I would say, like, she doesn't sound as jubilant about doing music these days. And, like, she just seemed so happy to be singing on that first album.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the standout tracks on it.
Well, I Love You, Poppy, of course. You know,
that wasn't,
Poppy.
But that was on the last album, though. Was it? Yeah. Oh, it was the first single off that album.
It was perfect.
Yeah, all the other songs kind of meshed together in my head from the last
album. What about Booty?
Okay, let's keep going. What's the Big Pun song on, and Fat Joe song on The Six? That's my favorite
Feeling
song.
So good.
Yes, that is my
that
favorite.
That one is
on the
awesome.
Song.
Yeah.
That's
R.I.P. Big Pun.
Yeah. Good job, Joe. Yeah, that's a great album. But good throwback, Joe.
Yeah.
Good
all right,
job,
so
Joe.
That's all. Thanks, guys.
Great job.
That is Jennifer Lopez, Let's Get Loud. That's this week's must-hear throwback track. And then let's move on to an Erica pick. We've got Tamia.
What? Joe, Tamia.
Oh,
Joe.
Sorry.
You earned so many points with the Big Pun and Fat Joe and R.I.P.
Big
Pun.
Yeah, now you lost all of them.
That's a shame.
So do you not... Okay, this is a very serious
question.
Wow. Do you not know who Tamia is?
I don't think I do.
So
unless
you've never heard So Into You.
Oh, yeah, I know that. So that's
you
her.
Heard Imagination.
Okay. The one with Fabulous. Okay, yeah. I know...
Yes.
I guess I know that song.
Which was originally Nashanti. And he kicked her off.
Oh, I did not
off.
Know that.
Get out of here, Shanti.
Stop. Wait, you haven't heard? I thought he chose Sandwich in a Soda for her like most recent single for the podcast. No? No one?
What?
Tamia's Sandwich in a Soda?
I have no idea what you're
that's
talking about.
It's such a great single. Okay, yeah. So she has a new album out.
Wait, so, but that song is an older song. So she...
Sandwich in a Soda is like a month old.
No, I know. But I mean, So Into You is an older one.
Oh, yeah. So Into You is
so
super
she's
old.
Like, did she take some time off? Or
no, you just don't know.
I just don't. Okay, cool.
But this song, I believe, is her second single. It stuck with me. I mean, I chose the song just because it's like a real R&B slow jam. Like, and it doesn't sound dated. It sounds like you could pretty much listen to it at any time era. It really does focus on her vocals. To me, it's a very great vocalist. If you haven't seen performed live, she's actually performing in New York on Thursday. But I think it's just like a very classic R&B song. You don't get a lot of those these days. Usually there's like a trick or twist to an R&B song, and this is just sounds pretty classic. So chose this. I'm a huge fan of Tamia. I'm not sure if I'm a huge fan of you anymore, Joe, but I like this song.
Yeah, I like this song a lot, actually. I had not heard it before you recommended it, and good to see Tamia still doing her, what did you say, Tamia?
I don't know.
To see Tamia still doing her thing. And no, this was, it's just really well produced. Like, yeah. I love the production. It's something you can get lost in, so I'm a fan.
Yeah, I obviously didn't know this was someone who did a song that I knew from like 10 or more years ago.
Joe.
I liked it though. It reminded me of like people talk about like slow burning, and this was like more like a simmering thing. Mm-hmm. Like it never really gets that hot, but is very nice. So I dug it. And now I guess I know to look.
I gotta give you more of a history lesson, but yes.
All right. Well, let's Tamia stuck with me. Let's listen to it. All right, that's a new Tamia or Tamia.
Tamia.
You know, I think both are Tamia, totally acceptable. I think is what she prefers. All right, let's do... Okay, so one thing I wanted to draw just some quick attention to is Janelle Monáe's Wonderland Records has this EP out called The Ephes. Mm-hmm. It includes the Kendrick Classic Man remix, which is incredible.
Classic Man.
Can't get enough of that. But the song is that I wanted to pick is the one that starts it out. It's called Let's Get Caught. It's Deep Cotton, who is this funk duo on her label, and then Jidenna, who is of Classic Man fame. And it's just like this got kind of like a Princey vocals thing going on. It's like a great funky song with a spacey groove. It's not going to change your life, but it's the whole EP is just an incredibly solid, pleasant listen.
Yeah.
And it, like, I think she made a smart choice by making it six songs, because honestly, if it was like a 15 track introduction to her label, I would probably not dive into it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
I do too. And I guess that goes to my point of like this song feels just a little too long, but I think it's because it just sounds pretty much the same throughout. So I am also glad that the album's not as long if that's the sound that carries throughout the entire album. But yeah, like you said, it's like really funky and like fun. Good like introduction to both those artists and just Janelle Monáe's ability to get all these people together. But yeah, I mean, it's a good song. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's. I thought it was funny that out of the six songs on this EP, two of them are Classic Man.
Yes.
Because
it is
one of them is Classic Man and one is Classic Man Remix. Man. It's like, listen, you got to give the people what they want.
And then the other is Yoga, which we also did on this podcast.
Yeah.
So we've basically covered this
entire
EP. 50% of this EP.
I like it.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's Deep Cotton and Jidenna, Let's Get Caught from The Ephes. All right. Next and last, we got a Jason Lipschutz pick here.
Yeah.
And it is Daya Hideaway.
Well, Joe, it's actually Daya.
Is it really?
It is actually. And I was waiting for you to mispronounce it. Which is awesome. No, it's fine. It's her debut single, I'm
it's
sure.
It's fine. She doesn't care about her.
Well, her whole, her Twitter bio is pronounced Daya, because I'm sure everybody calls her Daya. Anyway, Daya is a 16-year-old singer from Pittsburgh. And this is her debut single, decided she wanted to start making music. And I love it. I love this song. I've been listening to it a bunch over the past couple of weeks. Somebody tipped me off to it, and it's kind of growing pretty quickly, actually. And I just think that it's so clever about how fed up she is with boys.
Listen, I feel her. Where are all the good boys hiding? Like, I feel her.
Yeah. As a good boy,
they're married. They're engaged. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. no, it's just, but I just feel like, you know, one of the things we talk about a lot on this podcast is personality. And I feel like you get a sense of who she is and her point of view on this, which is just like, even at 16, she's just like fed up. She's tired and...
Girl, you got a long way to go.
Yeah. She can look forward to a long, difficult life. Because it's certainly not going to get better.
That's hope.
No.
even our producer is shaking her head. Anyway, but, you know, Daya, I don't know what she has coming, but I'm excited to hear it because this is a fantastic first step.
Is this the link that you sent us on how to where to preview the song? Is that a lyric video or is that the official music video?
Yeah, I think it's a lyric video.
Is that her in the video?
That's a good question. I think so. Yeah,
it must be.
Yeah. Like I don't know.
Kid. Yeah. I was really impressed.
That looked
with
like a good boy. Also,
her voice.
In the video.
it really reminds me of someone who I can't think of. So I'm glad I said that. But she has a strong voice that definitely makes me like curious to hear what else she can do. My one criticism is I did not, and I know she's 16, so it's a different world. But she's like throwing shade on girls who get undressed before the second date. A little slut shamey. I want to say there's nothing wrong
with
if you
girls
take,
who want
girls or yes. boys who want to take off their clothes before the second date.
Yes. Whoa.
100% for that, you know.
100% for that.
Are you slut shaming also?
There, yeah, you know what? I haven't done any slut shaming in a while. No, I'm just kidding. No, I get what she's saying though. As like someone who is been in high school, I understand.
Right. I think it probably makes a little more sense in the high school context.
Yes.
Than someone older than 18 listening to it is kind of like, I don't know, like, grow up. But
girl.
Anyways,
girl.
Yeah.
All right, we have to. All right.
Erica, what do you think of this?
No, I really liked it. Like I said, I feel for the girl. She has a long road ahead of her, though. So, but no, I like her voice. I am kind of interested in what else she has coming up. So, and that's why I asked, like, if she was the one in the video, just to get, like, you know, more of a sense of who she is, because I really like the song. It's a good message, and it just, I'm glad that she put out a song as her first single that kind of shows you who she is or how she thinks. But it's fun, like a fun pop song. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, in spite of what I said, I do like that there's like a personality and a perspective in the song. Like she's definitely saying something and she, you know, she comes across like a strong personality.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is impressive at any age, much less 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's listen to it. So it's Daya. Hideaway. And if you're Googling that is two words.
Hideaway. Hide away.
Let's give it a listen. That was Daya, and that's what we got for you this week on the Must Hear Music podcast.
What a
so,
show.
So, Jason, thank you for stopping by with your starburst.
Oh, of course.
And Erica, thanks for coming by without food for maybe the first time in ever.
When I ever do come to on the podcast. And
yeah.
Usually she's snacking. This time, not the case. I don't know. So, yeah, if you guys have any recommendations, please tweet them in at us and enjoy the remainder of the dwindling summer, and we will catch you next week, hopefully from a fancy new podcast room, but
probably
I've never seen
not.
It probably doesn't exist, so
no, we got
we'll
this
find out.
We got this
All right,
bye.
Have a good one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.